evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another Pod Hour with your hosts, Sleazy and Cheesy. Take
my hand, boy. We are the Pod People. Ooh. We are the Pod People.
Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to Cheese and Sleazy's fourth podcast.
Yes, our Christmas podcast.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, yes.
Right. To get the Christmas spirit, I'm going to go and do some exercise.
Oh, right, okay.
Because it really is strenuous work to
do these push-ups. I shall have to do some
push-ups. These bends. Arm stretch. That's enough.
Oh, I've done myself a mischief.
Right, okay. Really up for it now.
Right, now, first things first, we've done the intro, haven't we, though? So
yep.
I think we should get on with it, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think toss a coin.
Toss a coin, yeah.
Who's got the first track?
All right, then.
Time for a toss.
All right.
Okay, as the snow falls down outside, it's our first toss of the night. So your
make
heads.
It a good toss.
Make it a good toss. Your heads, aren't you?
I have a feeling
you're going to win this, actually.
Oh, good.
Because it doesn't matter what it is. It's heads!
Ah, yes!
It's you!
Sleazy.
That was a good funky little
tear-tapping
tune.
Yeah, certainly was. That was
my turn.
That's called Phantom by the Voodoo Trombone Quartet.
So it was.
Very groovy too. So, geez, what you got?
Shall I pull this out?
Yeah.
Ooh,
ow, not that one. Oh, oh shit!
Balls. Oh no! Fucking hell!
Cheese.
Well, that's a song especially for Sarah there. Merry Christmas, Sarah. It's a song called Rabbit. And it's by, would you believe, a Brighton band called 12 Stone Toddlers.
Wow, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I mean, nicely so, brilliant.
Fecking brilliant. Yeah.
Fecking brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
Sleaze, yeah.
So, well, now what?
Is it another, like, it's time for a toss again.
By
is
the
it,
way, Sleaze.
Oh, yes.
I must say, I love the way you've got your hair tonight.
It's actually a mistake, as you know.
It's very beautiful. It's so
it's
modern.
Not what I asked
it's
for.
It's almost no, it like you've completely shaved your head.
Yes, that is the general look of it. Yeah, bit of a surprise.
Did he slip with the old razor?
I think he gave me a number one and not a number two.
I didn't wish to know that. Let's move swiftly on. Drawing a discreet veil over there.
Yeah, it's very oily.
Con fearsome. All right, it's your turn.
This is my turn anyway.
Yeah,
so no tossing.
No tossing. No.
We like tossing.
We've got the well, you toss away if you want, Mark. I'll go out the rough.
I need to decide what to toss over.
All right, I'll give you 10 minutes. Let me know when.
Pick it up.
Mark. It's only a record. Calm down.
Oh, what? I mean, fucking hell.
Yeah, brilliant, Mark.
Yeah, hot poo.
Yeah, that's hot as my wife
that
says.
That was hot poo.
So, who was it?
Okay, that was Robin. Robin with a Y. Yeah. The Trent Merler remix of a track called Konnichiwa, Bitches.
Bloody hell. My turn.
A song for Nigel.
It's Making Plans for Nigel. Hello, Nigel. Hope you're listening to this.
Yes, you like that one.
I think Lorna's making plans for Nigel. Right, that was XTC, one of my favourite bands. They've done such marvellous songs as none of them escape me at the moment. Who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Come in.
Hello, boys.
Hello. It's not Greg, is it?
Yeah, no. I'm Vigo Cortina.
Vigo Cortina.
Nice to meet you, Sleazy.
Oh, this is Sleazy and I'm Cheesy.
Do you
have a seat?
I've got big plans for you.
Interesting.
I've been sent by my company, Gordon Bennett and Hall. They're advertising.
Well, GBH.
GBH.
I've heard of them,
They're advertising, big boys, big players.
Big heavy boys.
We've heard your stuff. They've heard your stuff.
What, our podcast?
And they sent me out to sign you up, or at least get you to, something to do.
Please, we've hit the big time.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you think it's for real?
No, come on, boys. This is for real.
So you've heard our podcast.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
We want you to be yourselves, all right?
Yeah.
Completely yourselves, but we need to write the material for you. That's the only thing you might not
sketches,
write.
Sketches, comedy shows?
We'll do it all for you, lads.
Oh, yeah.
All you got to do is front it, you see?
Front it, okay.
Because you two be perfect fronts.
All right, yes. We've often been called perfect fronts.
Yeah. Now, boys, we've actually got some adverts for the show we'd like to put in.
Right, okay.
How
many have you got?
We got 10.
10?
No, you can space them through the show.
10?
They're peppy, they'll give your show
peppy?
Some lift.
Peppy. Right, okay. So you want us to spread throughout our genius podcast 10 of your adverts.
Yeah.
What are they about?
This is pucker stuff, mate.
All right, we'll just put them on.
BBC, Channel 5.
The big boys.
Oh, yeah, big boys.
All right, shall we do it, Sleaze? How much money are you paying us for this?
That's the point.
Mr. Sideboard or whatever.
This is all on approval, boys.
What's your name again?
Vigo Cortina. It's not my real name, obviously.
I thought you'd have forgotten it by now. Yeah, carry on.
I've got adverts for you, boys.
Adverts, yes, that's right. All right, we'll play them.
Yeah, so
give us some money.
Money, yeah. No, on approval of the first show. Being a hit in our
terms. It'll go stateside, will it?
It'll go sideways on some sort of side.
Oh, okay, fine. Let's do it. Shall we do it, please?
Let's do it.
Okay, well, shall we put one of your adverts on?
All right, lovely, boys. Sweet. Here's one here.
Announcing a new scent for Christmas from the perfume house of Lidl.
The whiff of Whittaker.
This special scent of Anne, distilled from her tights in the come-dancing dressing room after a vigorous Gay Gordon's. There's no scent quite like
the whiff of Whittaker.
Nice to meet you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, mate. I've got to go. I've got important...
Well, don't worry. We'll play all of them, Mr. Vigo.
All right,
and
see you,
Sleaze. Yes, see you. Nice to meet you.
What a sleaze ball.
God, who was that?
Oh, fuck knows. Where'd he come from?
What a weird guy.
What a sleazeball. Slimy.
We signed up with him. What are we
going to
do?
Oh, we've got to play his bloody adverts, haven't we, all the way through our show.
Let's try and be a bit happier. Let's have a Christmas song.
A Christmas song. That'll cheer us up. Yeah, a 2BC Christmas song.
Christmas song
from the best back catalogue.
Right. Welcome to our back catalogue. Off we go.
Happy birthday, Jesus, you were born today. Happy birthday, Jesus, we all come to say. Wishing you the best of luck in everything you do. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas too.
You came to Earth to save us all, but first you've gotta learn to crawl. One day you'll thrill us with your talk, but first you've gotta learn to walk.
You came to Earth to make us happy, but first we've gotta change a nappy. The three kings came by following a comet, now they kneel before you covered in vomit.
Happy birthday, Jesus, you were born today. Happy birthday, Jesus, we all come to say. Wishing you the best of luck in everything you do. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas too.
The Christmas gifts the kings did bring, some myrrh, some frankincense, and a whole lot of bling. But thanks to the gifts of the three wise men, we've all paid the price 7 years since then.
The simple message of your words and actions, misinterpreted by Bible-bashing factions. The simple life was your creed, now it's a bacchanalian orgy of feast and greed.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
With God, nothing is impossible.
Child of the Lord
Jesus, holy Son of God, Jesus.
2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, Jesus, you were born today. Happy birthday, Jesus, we all come to say. Wishing you the best of luck in everything you do. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas too.
Missionaries will impose your words on people happy and free as birds. They'll send their armies of holy crusaders, they're just a bunch of looting invaders.
And gaudy cathedrals will be built from the sweat and toil of pauper's guilt. Now wars are fought in the name of your dad, who told us to be good, but it's all gone bad.
What was that? Look!
What is it?
Over there, the sky.
So this is the Christ child, the Son of God.
The saving of all people.
Look. What is it?
Animal.
2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, Jesus. You were born today. Happy birthday, Jesus. We all come to say. Wishing you the best of luck in everything you do. Happy birthday, Jesus. And Merry Christmas, too.
Child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor,
Jesus,
the Mighty God,
Jesus,
the Everlasting Father,
Jesus,
the Prince of Peace.
Animals.
2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday, Jesus, you were born today. Happy birthday, Jesus, we all come to say. Wishing you the best of luck in everything you do. Happy birthday, Jesus, and Merry Christmas too.
You came to save our wayward souls. The planet's full of fucking arseholes. You came to Earth to save us all. Most of us don't care at all.
You were born in poverty, but to be glib, son, you made a lot of money from Mel Gibson. So all the best to you from me, and I hope you make it past 33.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
The Son of God.
Animal.
Well, that was our Christmas offering from a couple of years ago.
What a blinder that was, wasn't it?
Yes.
It's so subtle too, I thought, and it's
very
humour.
Very subtle message yes. for mankind. So,
announcing the Christmas films for the festive season for the BBC, we have such modern blockbusters as The Great Escape, Bridger of the River Kwai, Wizard of Oz, The Longest Day, Ben-Hur, Casablanca, and The Exorcist.
Well done, Fiona. Only took 12 takes. Ah, yes, oh, girly song.
Time
for a jingle. Girly song.
Girly songs, girly songs. La 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 la.
Girly songs, la 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 la. The man is tall, mad, mean, and good looking, and he's got me in his eye. When he looks at me, I go weak at the knee. Me to the core. me where he wants me to be. With his arms so wide, he pulls me in by his side. He's the kind of guy that does it for me. Cause he's my big, bad, handsome man, yeah. He's got me in the palm of his hand. He's a devil divine. I'm so glad that he's mine. Cause he's my big, bad, handsome man. Oh, my big, bad, handsome man, yeah. He's got me in the palm of his hand. He's a devil divine. Big, bad, handsome man.
Why, Mark, that was simply marvellous. It put me in a very smooth
mood. That was Imelda May with Big Bald Handsome Man, I think.
Big Bald Handsome Man!
Sorry, Big Bad Handsome Man.
That could be you with your new haircut.
Yes,
gosh.
Big Bald Handsome Man.
He's looking like Kurt Schwitters. No, that's not who I mean. Who know I mean? Bruce Reynolds. No, no. Yes, Bruce Thingy Dickinson. No,
no.
Nigel Bruce.
Forsyth.
No, Bruce, you know, in all the action films. What's his name?
Jack
Bruce,
no.
Bruce, no! You know, fucking...
Bruce Lee.
Bruce...
No.
No, what's his name?
Bruce Willis! God for that.
That was a senior moment by Cheesy and Sleazy.
Thank you.
Okay, that was, as I'm sure you know, Mark, the Ting-Tings with We Walk.
Yeah.
From their fantastic first album. It's high time they brought out another one.
I've got that album. I've heard that track.
Oh, no. It's great. Brilliant. Okay, and now, time for another advert.
Yeah.
Take away sponsors.
Better do it for old Viggo, I suppose.
Viggo the twat.
Tired of sitting around this Christmas? Then you need Stephen Hawking's Aerobic Fitness Workout. On this exclusive DVD, Stephen Hawking demonstrates how he's kept so trim without moving at all.
Turn your eyes to the right, turn your eyes to the left. Clench your teeth, furrow your brow, then drool. Try to smile and say, Nurse, I've had an event.
The Stephen Hawking Aerobic Fitness Workout DVD. Buy it now from all branches of Pound Savers.
You know it makes... Slip.
So, Sleazy, I hear you have an amusing anecdote for us all.
Yes, it's really amusing.
Good.
Ever heard the one about when I got stung by a scorpion?
No.
Yeah. It's an amusing anecdote, this.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, I was out in Israel, you know, my boy, and I was,
yes.
I was sleeping under, stupidly as it turned out, under a palm tree with my tent.
Yeah.
Where, of course, everything else lives to get out the sun. So one morning I was putting on my jeans and felt a horrible thing on my kneecap.
Yeah.
I folded down my jeans and a scorpion popped out of my jeans.
Sake.
I go, I gotta die.
Yeah, what, it had bitten you?
Yes, on my knee.
Or stung you with
the tail thing. Yeah.
Shit.
So I go,
oh my god.
And Sharon was with Steve. She hairs off to the kibbutzes.
She didn't immediately piss on you.
No, she didn't.
That's the thing I would have done, listeners.
Thank you. So Sharon hairs off to the kibbutz.
Yeah.
Trying to find someone who knows what to do. And she apparently hairs. I heard this from her.
Yeah.
She hairs into the bar, it turns out.
Yeah, she would.
Oh my god, my friend's been bitten by a scorpion.
Never mind, I'll have a drink.
And the guy by the bar goes, your friend has been bitten by a schoolboy? not schoolboy, a scorpion. Like some bloody faulty towers. Not a schoolboy.
So did they bring you a schoolboy, Bob?
No, listen, she described how big it was only a baby, apparently. Oh, yeah, it's all right, he's fine.
I've heard, listeners.
Lies. And so that's my amusing anecdote about bitten by a scorpion, thinking, oh, he's bitten by a schoolboy.
Schoolboy? I like it.
Are you a banker? Do you have a conscience? See our new Channel 5 Christmas reality show with your host, Davina McCall. It's called I'm Guilty, I'm Rich. Feeling guilty about the poor around your neighbourhood? Take a tramp in for Christmas. Be nice to your local alcoholic. Give him shelter and a good square meal. He'll be ever so grateful.
Would you like a drink, Hamish?
Give me a fucking spittle. Oh,
we've got dandelion burger.
I don't want a fucking shite.
Give
me a fucking espresso.
Oh, dear.
Fucking bitch.
It's being beastly.
And you'll get a rosy glow of self-righteousness when you take in a tramp this Christmas. You could even treat him to a Primark tramp hamper. Remember, you too can enjoy the warm feeling of having a conscience just for a moment. When you take it a tramp for Christmas, it feels good, doesn't it?
Hamish, would you like some sherry?
Fucking sherry. Fucking special.
Such a beast.
Fucking special.
Космическое пространство.
Me.
Right, that last track was I've forgotten.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, no.
The efficiency.
It's called
Smooth.
Yuri. It's called Yuri by Oi Vava.
Ah. Well, I'm inspired by that. I'm going to play a track by our favourite band, 2BC.
Oh, 2BC.
Yes, 2BC.
2BC.
They're the best. And it's a track dedicated to one of my all-time favourite children's TV shows, The Lone Ranger. And I've just recently realised, having tried to learn Spanish, that the Spanish word for stupid is tonto. So all the time the Lone Ranger's calling his Indian companion stupid.
Stupid.
So anyway, here it is. The Lone Ranger by 2BC.
Right, stop there. Right?
And a hearty Hi-Yo Silver.
Fabulous individual. He was known as the Lone Ranger. He was a fabulous individual. He was a fabulous individual.
When a man goes down, I won't let to be kept pouring into him till he looks like a sieve. You got that straight?
You back. Come on, Blakey.
Fabulous.
might be making a mistake.
Making no mistake, start throwing because I'm going to start shooting.
Ah, if the Lone Ranger is too much of a coward to die fighting, he will die anyway.
It's all right, Otto, don't shoot.
Only you, Tonto, know I'm alive. The world, I'll be buried here. Beside my brother and my friends. Forever.
You all alone now. Last man. You are a Lone Ranger.
Yes, Tonto. I am a Lone Ranger.
Kemosabe, we help you fight outlaws.
But Tonto, don't you have a family? Anyone?
No. Me lone like you.
All right, Tonto. You'll be a lot of help. We'll ride together.
Me glad, Kemosabe. Me fight good for you.
Take cover, Tonto!
Okay, and now another Christmas single from our favourite group, 2BC.
2BC, 2BC.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, here's, Merry bloody Christmas.
Here's our Christmas single from about 2 years ago.
Cool the Christmas.
Cool Christmas,
Come on, everybody. Woo-hoo. Anybody wants to enjoy Christmas, clap your hands.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah.
Stomp your hands and clap your feet.
This is for Santa and his pants.
Santa's pants.
He really is.
From 2BC.
Christmas Day and his work is done. Now Santa's gonna have some funky fun. He's up for some of what you fancy. Santa's feet are feeling dancy. And outside disco is where we're going. And no one cares that it started snowing. Something's stirring in Santa's pants. Something's occurring in Santa's pants. Something's jumping in Santa's pants. It's only cold if you stop moving, so come on, gang, and let's get grooving. Hey, listen, everybody, the elves want to sing.
Small, it's beautiful, small. Santa's moment.
let's give the chap a cheer. Cause just like every schoolboy knows, he just comes once a year. A year of lying dormant, the pressure's building slow. A year of self-denial, now something's gonna blow. Santa must unload his sacks before the morning light. So Mrs. Santa's gonna get a stocking filled tonight. Cause something's stirring in Santa's pants. Something's occurring in Santa's pants. Something's jumping in Santa's pants. Something's pumping in Santa's pants. Something's moving and something's grooving and something's dancing in Santa's pants. Something's stirring in Santa's pants. Something's occurring in Santa's pants. Something's jumping in Santa's pants. Something's pumping in Santa's pants. Something's moving and something's grooving and something's dancing in Santa's pants.
Something's occurring, something's stirring. Oh my God, what is it? I think we know what it is.
Right, okay, that was 2BC with Something's Occurring in Santa's Pants.
Sorry about the taste there.
Yes,
I thought it was going quite well to a certain point.
It reached a low air, but certain parts of the
Alright, we've got that bus, we've got a Cliff's
advert.
Ready.
Oh, Cliff's new. Yes, we have a world exclusive here on the Sleepy and Cheesy podcast.
Yeah.
We have Cliff's new single.
Yeah.
Nobody else has heard it. No. We're assured that it's him.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Here it is.
And now, a world exclusive. We are proud to present this year's Christmas single from Sir Cliff Richard, the perennial Peter Pan of pop.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Oh.
Okay. Tinsel around my balls and fairy lights on my lawn. I got tinsels around my baubles and fairy lights on my lawn.
Yes, you can buy this sensational hit record exclusively from Dave's All Night Garage, Junction 12 of the M4.
Now you know that my room has got two windows, but the sunshine never comes through. You know it's always dark and dreary. Since I broke up a baby with you, now I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say adieu. Well, I feel so sad and blue, and you know that it's all because of you. Girl, I could cry, could cry, could cry, whoa, whoa. Cause I live on a lonely avenue. Now you know that my cover it feels like lead, and my pillow it feels like stone. You know that I tossed and turned so every night. I'm not used to being alone. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say do. Well, I feel so sad and blue, and you know that it's all because of you. Girl, I could cry, just cry, just cry. Oh, cause I live on a lonely. Be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue.
my little girl wasn't sad blue. Now I've been so sad and blue since I broke up, baby, with you. Girl, I could cry, could cry, could cry. Whoa, ooh, 'cause I live all alone. Oh, yes, sir.
Hello. This is an appeal on behalf of the Sad Singleton Society of Brighton and Hove. At this very special time of year, when the nights are drawing in and Christmas is approaching, when you're curled up on your sofa with your loved one, watching the final of X Factor, or having a night of pounding erotic sex, spare a thought for those less fortunate than you. The Sad Singletons of Brighton and Hove. People like Des or Spencer, Paul or Mark, who don't have anyone to cuddle up to and share their juices with. They may be too poor, too old, or just too bald to get their own girlfriend or wife. If you want to help, and you think you can spare your wife or girlfriend for as little as half an hour a week to help these poor unfortunate people, please send them round to Sleazy and Cheesy Mansions, 69 The Scratchings Hove, and we will distribute them amongst the needy. Thank you for listening, and have a lovely Christmas.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
What is that? Wapple, apple, apple, wapple, I'm doing things like when I'm Richard, Keith Richards, yeah. Not Keith Richards, no.
Bam, 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 bam,
not Keith Richards, no. Little Richard, Little Richard.
Orville and Richard. Oh, no, what am I talking about? Oh.
That was another senior moment from Cheesy and Sleazy.
And now on CBeebies for Christmas afternoon, especially for the kiddies, the director's cut of Eraserhead, with 3 hours of extra footage.
That should keep them quiet.
Thank you.
Okay, Mark, who was that?
Sleaze. Cheese.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Sorry, Cheese. Who was
that? Wade in the Water by Ramsey Lewis.
Ramsey Lewis.
Ramsey Lewis.
Ramsey Lewis, boy.
Well-known Welsh black American.
Oh, absolutely, boy. They'll be singing in the valleys tonight for Ramsey.
Lordy, lordy.
When he comes home from the darky.
Lordy, lordy.
And now on Channel 4, the Christmas Eve show for all the family. It's a 3-hour special of the highlights of the Black and White Minstrel Show, featuring Di Francis and the George Michael Singers.
Michael Singers.
Is that wrong?
Mitchell.
This is a song. I was watching the first series of Misfits, which is the best television program on, and there were some extras, which was an interview with one of the cast, and somebody said to him, "So what have you been doing all day?" And he said, "Cranking." And they said, "What's that?" And he said, "Crying and wanking at the same time." So that's an intro to this song. Okay, go!
I'd like a million of your own or myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look.
Well, I think I'll have to nip out and buy some more skimmed milk. Skimmed milk. I think we're out of skimmed milk.
Skimmed milk.
Skimmed milk. All right, I'll pop out and get some, shall I? Don't worry.
Second time is that? I don't know. Bloody professional as well, apparently. Hello? Oh, shit.
Hello, wife.
Fucking
do you remember me?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's grand.
Yes, yes, yeah.
You had me on your show a couple of pub things ago.
Yes, I do remember. How did you get in?
Somebody left it, and the door was open, so I just came in.
Oh, you fucking bastard.
Yes, so I've come, Mike, to talk to you on your pub.
Mark, by the way, you remember?
About the wonderful news that we've had in the country recently of the royal wedding.
What?
The impending nuptials of Prince William and, what's her name?
Kate Millett or something.
Kate, that's the beautiful Princess Kate. Oh, with the lovely hair. Shit. Yeah. So anyway, I hope you're going to mention it on your podcast, Mike.
No, we're actually very unimpressed. We don't give a shit, actually, both me and Paul. Cheese, I mean.
But it's a beautiful occasion.
No, it's
the royal wedding of a princess and a prince.
It's all a bloody fix, you know. It's just about creating babies, isn't it, for the royal, you know, line.
Babies.
It's bollocks. It's just the aristocrats getting
Prince Charles has given them the ring that he put on Diana's finger.
No, Diana's ring.
Diana's ring. He's given them that. I think a better present would be the throne.
Or a cyanide tablet, I suppose,
Can you play me a track, a song? I'd like a request, please, Mike. Something romantic to commemorate the wonderful occasion of the royal impending nuptials.
Something romantic, something, please, actually. Mike. I've got something for you.
It's
about family love, actually.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it's by 2BC.
Oh, yes, I like them.
I'm DJ Cheesy.
I'm MC Sleazy.
We are the whole voice, so take it easy.
Hey, you motherfucker, you fuck my mother. Now I've got another brother. For all I know, you'll fucking too.
Easy on the motherfucking kiss. Rapping for the whole boy down the meeting place. With Rodney on the job or I'm a read on your face. I'll kill any motherfucker that's got my space.
My dick's so long, so thick and strong. It dangles down like a donkey's dung. I'm even the envy of old King Kong. Hey, check it out if you think I'm wrong.
Down in the hood, I'm known as a hunk. I've got a 10-inch dick and a gallon of spunk. When the ladies visit my palatial pad, they get the best fucking they've ever had.
My mighty schlong, my proud pink prong. Too big for Erica Jong. Like the Mona Lisa, it inspired this song. And my balls are as big as J. Arthur's dog.
Hey, you motherfucker. You fuck my mother. Now I've got another brother. For all I know, you'll fucking see.
I can go all night till the morning lights. And your little pink pussy I'll put to flight. Till none of your RFI put up a fight. And you cover my dick with cum, snot, and shite.
Hey, you.
Hey, you motherfucker, you fuck my mother. Now I've got another brother, for all I know you'll fucking see.
Hey, you motherfucker, you fuck my mother. Now you've got another brother.
Hey, motherfucker. I fucked your mother, I fucked your daughter, I fucked everything that I shouldn't order. That crawls on land or underwater. The animal kingdom come like lambs to the slaughter.
Fucking fly sisters under the Gucci sheet. Laying down a dopey where the labia meet. I fuck them all night until they beg for more. Then I change the satin sheets and show them the door.
They say I'm a cad, they say I'm a rotter, cause I went into the country and I fucked an otter. I fucked a lot of bunnies like Beatrix Potter. I'll convert you over into Vindaloo, but hotter.
Hey, you motherfucker. You fuck my mother. Now I've got another brother. For all I know, you'll fucking too. Hey, you motherfucker. You fuck my mother. Now I've got another brother. Hey, you motherfucking motherfucker. Fuck you. 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 Hey.
fuck you.
You don't want to swear word, did
yeah,
I?
Oh,
I didn't come here to be insulted.
You did if you came in anyway.
I came to celebrate the Royal Nuptials, which are coming up in the near future to the glory of all of us.
Balding fucking cunt again coming up.
Sorry, Mr. Mark, what are you fucking name is? I didn't come here to listen to you insult the royal bloody family. But you know, it's the backbone of our nation. Right, that's it, I'm going. I'm never coming back here again.
Yeah, right. I mean, I bloody took me pork.
You're a bugger.
Fuck off. I bet Paul comes in now.
How the bloody hell was that, Mark? And now, for the rest of the programme, we are overrunning slightly
time. About that, folks.
So if you want to switch off now, please do. Yeah. Otherwise, if you appreciate our marvellous choice of eclectic musical ensemble tunes...
And the witty banter.
And the witty banter. Then do carry on, because we're carrying on ourselves for another 20 minutes at least.
Calling all members of the fairer sex, this Christmas, give your man what he really wants. No, not a blowjob, girls, but a Black & Decker toiletry set.
Including the high-power snot borer, the arse crack sander, the earwax router, the rotary hemorrhoid reamer, and especially for the ladies, a precision men's strimmer.
You know it makes sense, girls. The Black & Decker toiletry set, available from all branches of Wickes and B&Q.
Okay, you won't be surprised, folks, to hear that we've forgotten where we are.
Yeah, we don't know whose turn it is to play the next track, so we're going to toss for it.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a toss, don't you, Sleazy?
Yep. Time for a toss.
Yes, cue the jingle and get me coin out. Oh, God, my jeans are so tight, I just can't reach one. Oh! There we go. A £500 coin, that'll do. It's so successful. Money just flows out of our coffers.
No, I'm heads because I'm always written down as heads.
Okay, I'm tossing now.
Fine, so.
And it's tails! My turn.
We'll be right back.
My moan. It's back to pavements again.
Not bicycles on pavements.
No, it's not bicycles. It's not people with fucking mobile phones looking where they're going. No. Right, you've got his A-board sandwich frame things, right, lying the fucking streets.
Yeah.
Like where you go up on Sydney Street, you have no bloody room to walk because there's fucking... Anyway, forget that. That's not the reason why I'm moaning.
Yeah, well, get on with it.
So I'm moaning because, People are walking on the street, right, and they meet a friend, right, and they stop for a chat. Yeah. No, they always fucking stop right in the middle between, you know, like, the building and this fucking sandwich frame.
And they sometimes have frames and children with them.
It's like they must psychologically need something to kind of be near, you know, for their conversation to happen. But they're in the fucking way.
Like moths around a flame.
No bloody consideration.
Flies around shifts.
So that's my moan.
Okay. Okay, mine was I recently made the mistake of changing my broadband from one that I was perfectly happy with to TalkTalk.
TalkTalk?
Now, I could stop there. Because anybody that's experienced the experience of TalkTalk will know exactly what I'm about to moan about. Mm-hmm. So you can turn off now. Or, conversely, I was supposed to get my broadband on Friday morning. I did all the instructions that it made me follow, and then it wouldn't let me apply it. So I had to ring up one of the many numbers they give you to ring if in case you're having trouble. And you get an answer phone message saying, your call is really important to us. Please enter your phone number, your TalkTalk phone number now, followed by the hash. So I enter my TalkTalk phone number, followed by the hash, and the voice said, I'm sorry, we do not recognise that number. Please try again. Thank you. Goodbye. And then, so I thought, oh shit, I'll try that again. And I was on for fucking hours trying to get through. And eventually, I thought, right, I'm going to ring up and give them a different TalkTalk phone number. So I used Greg's phone number, right?
Did he know?
Yeah, I rang him and asked him what it was. I couldn't know.
Phone sporting?
Yeah. So I rang him up. Please enter your TalkTalk phone number followed by the hash. So I entered Greg's TalkTalk phone number followed by the hash. And they said, OK, you are now 73rd in line for a real person. So please wait. The estimated wait is 3 hours, 29 minutes. And your call is really important. Oh, fucking hell.
Then you get some rinky-dink music.
Then they play Neon Rainbow loud in your ear. It's a neon rainbow. I fucking hate that song. Finally, you get through to a live person who doesn't seem to speak much English.
They're not going
to
help you.
Hello. Yes, I am here to help you. What is your problem, sir? What? My phone number isn't registered with TalkTalk, although it should be. What is your phone number, sir? It's 01273 726 421. 01273 01273 01273. And this goes on forever. And then, what is your name, sir? Paul Kemick. That's CEMMICK. Paul Kemick. KIM. No. CEMMICK. CJAMIK. No. And this goes on and on. And finally, he says, oh, yes. Okay, sir, I have you on my computer now. What is your problem? And you say, I need a TalkTalk person to tell me what's wrong with my internet connection. Tok Tok, no, no. This is Tiskali, sir. Yes. You need to Tok Tok. That's a different number. I will give you that number, sir. It's 01537.
Fuck's sake!
And you've got to go through the whole thing again. It's I spent hours doing this. Shit, that's my moan.
Yeah.
That's my moan.
And remember, whiff of Widdergum.
It's not to be sniffed at.
Okay.
Okay.
It's time for a toss, folks.
Time for another toss.
Yeah.
Hey, we can manage three in what, an hour
you
and a half.
You can toss, no problem.
Mm. So what are we tossing for?
Whose track it is next? Is personal issues?
Oh, it's our personal, bearing our heart and soul time.
Yeah.
The time we really look forward to every podcast.
I'm sure you do, folks.
We each criticise each other's fucking shit songs. Okay, right. So...
Okay, toss a coin.
Toss a coin, okay. Your hits.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right, ready. Tale, da-da-da-da, my heartburning song. This is my song, or it's not a song, it's an instrumental. And it's a personal tribute to Donovan.
This is the fairy tale of the hungry seagull and the pink balloon.
about this big royal wedding then, Sleazy?
Well, oh, fucking hell. Bollocks.
Bomb the fuckers.
Presenting the comedy DVD of the year, the Crown Prince of Comedy, it's Charlie Chakra in person. Presented by the ubiquitous Michael McIntyre, it's Charlie Chakra's Cosmic Comedy Show.
Hey, have you heard this one? You are your own guru, I am my own grandpa. That's what you finally know when you're hanging out with one of these guys. Nothing is happening, no matter what is happening. Don't allow us to really understand how this can be. It's the place where yin and yang manifest in the place where duality exists in the first place, into form. Imminent duality, the place of pure idea. Your receiving mechanism isn't tuned for that particular frequency. They're all just happening. Fame and shame are all the same. Cookbook, cookbook, cookbook for a beautiful soul.
That's Charlie Chakra's Cosmic Comedy Show. It's the comedy DVD of the year.
We are the Arch People.
Right, okay.
Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
If you have been listening, we hope you've enjoyed our cornucopia musical delight.
Any crustacean. Now, this is instead of a CD single, we've gone green.
Yes.
CD singles just pollute the environment.
We're saving the planet.
This beautiful podcast.
Sleazy and cheesy, save the world.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
And now, for your Christmas Eve viewing pleasure, we proudly present an all-nighter from dusk till dawn of your perennial favourite, On the Buses, featuring newly discovered material from our archives. In fact, a previously unseen 7 series, followed by the first 6 back-to-back, followed by the 2 feature films, followed by an exclusive interview with Reg on his favourite bits, followed by the Christmas specials, followed by everything from the whole evening repeated again on BBC Three for the next week.
I hate you, Butler.